Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I've got a secret.
We've got secret music today.
Secret music?
Yes. I mean, the music itself isn't secret.
Yeah.
But the theme is secrets.
Is this because of what the House Democrats did
you
yesterday?
Bet it is.
Got a secret.
They've got secrets.
Yeah.
We've all got secrets.
Yes.
Shh.
Are you a good secret keeper?
Pretty solid.
I think I'm pretty good. Who do we think in this building does?
Susie.
Yes. If you want something to go to everyone in the building, tell Susie.
You could put a stopwatch on it. You will rarely get to 30 seconds.
My father, awful secret keeper.
Really? Blabbermouth?
Yeah, blabbermouth. Former boss of this place, Mick Anselmo. Look. And it's just between us.
And, and everyone else I see today.
I'd wait. I'd go, okay, who else knows this? Me, baby. Okay, what's your major takeaway here before we take calls and texts?
I mean, obviously what happened yesterday with the DFL and secret ceremony, it feels slimy.
It does.
It feels so slimy. It's, you know, cloak and dagger, as, you know, Lisa said, under the cover of darkness. Well, it sounded like it was more mid-afternoon, but same thing.
Yeah, right.
Same thing. That doesn't feel good, and it also doesn't feel good to say or to not commit to if it gets to 67-67, we'll go back to power sharing.
Right. It also doesn't, can I keep going to? It also doesn't feel good when you're seating Tapke and we're waiting for a judge to render a decision, just like it doesn't feel good when you're saying, well,
yes,
if the judge rules for him, I will have to decide. That's very Trumpian right there.
Neither party is clean. Neither leader is clean on this one. You can argue who's the cleaner, but they both got some mud on them.
They do. And also another thing, show up tomorrow.
Yes.
Show up 100% every time. And I get it. Hortman's right. I forget the Democrat in Wisconsin. This is after I was here maybe a year or two when they were hiding, and we interviewed a lot. And first, it was kind of a friendly. Then it was more contentious because I'm like, show up. You can't just. God knows we all use whatever levers we have in certain circumstances, professional, personal. You know what one shouldn't be? I'm not going to show up, even though others have used it. Show up. To me, it's just not that complicated. 67-66 right now. Lisa Damoth and her OK phone, she's the speaker. As soon or if we get to 67-67, then you go back to that sharing agreement 100% what you agree with. It's not, oh, I was elected.
I know.
And even though it's even, I'm still staying speaker.
They really have to iron that out today. Let's go. What's your confidence level they will?
By tomorrow?
Yes. You know, she said she hopes to meet with Melissa Hortman today.
Yeah. 0 to 10?
Sure.
0.2. Because I think they're
it's
both
not a strong number.
I think they're both going to play their leverage. And I think it should be what we should be brought in. We just solved it.
We're great mediators.
We're great. Who name a better mediator than Harrigan Hartman?
I can't. I'd like to try. Clearly, the folks with the Glenn Taylor, A-Rod, Lori situation aren't better.
Yeah. Kathleen, I haven't talked to you in a long time. This is not my Kathleen, but Kathleen Blatz, who I know, I haven't seen her in a long time, former chief judge. Kathleen, I would have resolved this by happy hour.
Yes. You got to get to happy hour.
Yeah, because I need to go to happy hour. Okay, and hang on, a lot of texts. We got to stay with it, right? It's too delicious. We got a lot of other topics to get to. We got overrated, underrated. We got a Vikings game. Put it in ink. I am guaranteeing a Vikings victory tonight. Ink everything guaranteed. The Minnesota Vikings will prevail tonight against the Los Angeles Rams of Glendale. 651-461-9226 on the House political mess. Who's bugging you most? Who do you like? What do you think of our resolution? Because it doesn't seem that difficult. What do you want to say? Call or text 651-461-9226.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Very good. All right, let's go to Anne, who's patiently waited. Anne, thank you much for listening. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment about the Democrats, you know, not wanting to show up, and that people elected them to work. And if they don't show up to their job, they should be docked their salary for the period of time that they're out, and also their per diem. You know, they're abusing their power, they're playing victim, and they're acting privileged. You know, I mean, if I did that in my job, just think what would happen. You know, I mean, I think they like
fired.
Being victim. I mean, they act like somebody's doing something to them, and they have to retaliate somehow. I mean, they act like little children, and I think they were elected to work, and they better show up.
Thank you, Ann. I don't disagree with a damn thing. And I'm not saying, I've made it clear there are parts of what Lisa Damith and the Republicans are saying, which is ridiculous, but not showing up. Now, the political wonks are going to say quorum is a part of the strategy. Show up to work. I just go back to that. And money per diem, all that should be held back if they're not showing up. Chris, thanks for listening. You're on WCCO.
Hey, Chad, I was listening to the conversation. You know, they said that the Democrats swearing in yesterday will be okay by that technicality that it's been done before. So they're saying, okay, we can use the technicalities of the law to swear ourselves in. Mm-hmm. So when it all comes back and it goes back to 67-67, you still have to have a majority vote to agree to have the vote to have another speaker or a
co-speaker
or a, yeah. So, but the point is that's where they're not going to get a majority. So they know the Republicans, if it's 67-67, there will be no new vote for a new speaker. That's why she can be the speaker for 2 years. So if you're playing the technicality game, they started it. They just started it yesterday.
Yeah, it's probably been going on for a while, but you're right. Everybody's looking for all aspects, and you're raising a very good point. So, again, I'm clear here. I've been clear ever since this thing came up 10 days ago. Show up. Accept that you're in the minority for as long as you are. But for you, Chris, do you believe if it gets to 67-67, and most likely it's going to, not guaranteed, so we got to wait, do you think they then should be co-speakers?
No, so here's what I would say. They have a vote. If they can't get 67 people, including one Republican, to say, yep, we'll have the revote, that's how the cookies crumble. And that's what they did to the Republicans the whole last 2 years. Yeah, they didn't let them play at all.
Well, yeah, and I didn't agree with that. I made that clear, that Walls and they went much further than I would have ever. And I think it's come back to hurt them. But they at least had the votes then. I didn't agree with the results. But they had the vote. So you're saying even though it's 67-67 after 3 weeks, let me just finish. I'm just saying logically, you're right. I get what you're saying on the vote. But now I'm saying to you, Chris, a smart person, logically, should Damuth be the speaker if it's a tie vote?
I think you have to have a speaker. So, yeah, I think it is. And again, it comes down to the vote. The tie vote wins them keeping the status quo, right? That's how the world works.
Yeah, but the world also evolves every day, and sometimes the numbers and the facts are different.
That's true. And I would say, and again, Republicans may have done the same. I haven't seen it since I've been here for 28 years. But the way they treated them as non-entities for the last 2 years, what do they expect?
I think that's a very valid point. Thank you, Chris.
All right, take care.
Let's get to a lot of texts. Get off your high horse. I always like when that comes in. First of all, how high does a horse have to be a high horse?
I think once you hit about 7 feet in the air, that's
seven
a pretty
feet.
High horse.
I mean, can a pony be a high horse?
No.
Like, you can't have a pony. Like, all of a sudden you have a kid that's like 9 pounds. That's a big baby. Can you say, whoa, that's a tall pony?
You can say it's a tall pony.
But it's not a high horse.
A high pony is still probably a medium-sized horse.
Okay. My high horse, by the way, I'm paid to give my opinion. And by the way, I'm criticizing both sides here. Right? So I always love that. Get off your high horse. If I stop giving my opinion, this guy will walk by here, Brad Lane. He's going to shake my hand and say, it's been a good run. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more.
Might not use the word good.
Yeah, I might say mediocre.
Okay.
Might be okay. Let me get back to it. Get off your high horse. You know damn well the Republicans would do the same thing. Also, per diem isn't collected if they don't show up. Yeah, good on per diem. And where am I saying the Republicans are like, wow, they're virtuous and they're angelic? We're making fun of both sides. It's just this texter doesn't like the Republicans. So if you disagree with this person, it's get off your high horse.
Yeah. I think we both fully expect if the shoe were on the other foot, if the entire situation was reversed, we'd be having the same argument just with different parties.
Yeah. Who I want to get past the horse situation here. Who on the staff most likely to look good in the horse? I know most likely to be in a horse is Vanita.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she has a house. She's out. She's doing something 24/7. But looking good, has the gait, has the clothing and everything.
Well, Mark Fry, being Mr. Iowa, he's probably been on a horse several times.
Do you think of Iowa and horses a lot?
Well, I mean, I think more of, you know, corn country, pork country, but
yeah.
I have a feeling you get on a horse once in a while in Iowa. He's a tall guy, too. Nice and easy to get
he's
up
tall.
On a horse.
He's tall, Fry.
I think that helps.
Durusha would get clothes for it. And
here's the thing.
He would have 17 Instagrams on
yes.
it. And he would make a lot of money on it.
He'd bring the horse to a nice dinner.
Carter would maybe want to shoot the horse, you know. God knows South St. Paul.
David Josephson wouldn't consider the horse part of your family.
No, David would be like, you know, if we weren't here, we would have solved rubella at this point.
Jordana, not a chance.
No chance does Jordana go on. I'm saying Pete Najarian off the board. Off
That's
the board!
That's a very good pick.
Off.
That's a strong pick.
Yeah. More tech. Sorry for my ignorance. Do we have any independents in the House? No. No. And again, go ahead. Come at me, bro. As the person who's been saying this for decades, I want to throw. I was very amused, by the way, at Durusha, who makes fun of me all the time on the third party, the fourth party, the fifth party. What's his big tweet that generated the reaction? Who wants a third party? Who wants a fourth party? Who wants a fifth party? Just take my material, DeRusha, but give me credit.
I think it was tongue-in-cheek. I think he was mocking you the whole time.
Could be, and I missed it. Yes, more of your text, 651-461-9226. Yes, Damon, should be speaking for the rest of the term because those are the rules, and he'd be stated repeatedly, as you've done, that the situation was created because the Democrats allowed someone to run illegally in Shoreview who didn't live in the district. Those are consequences for elections. That's fair. And by the way, as the texter knows, I have said this repeatedly. And DeRusha has dismissed my opinion. Eventually he's going to come around. He does. You know, it takes a while.
Probably tweeting about it right now.
Right now. The Democrats, because of Curtis Johnson, in my personal opinion, should not be allowed to have a Democrat run in that race. And by the way, if it was Republican, the same damn thing. Tabke took some chutzpah for Tabke to be there. And if Hortman is trying to stay true to how we've done this before, I don't agree with Dama saying, well, I might seat Tabke, I might not. If Hortman wants to look, I think, more ethically pure on this one, they wouldn't have had Tabke take the oath, right? But the reason why they did it, well, they might have done it anyway. I don't want to give them this much credit because they might have done it anyway. But when they hear Dama saying, I don't know if we're going to seat her, they feel like if Tabke takes the oath, then he's in. And she basically admitted they're now in the House because there is a precedent.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I personally have no problem with them swearing in Tabke.
You're fine with it?
Yeah, I'm fine with it for the exact reason you said of, all right, well, then he's in if the judge says he's in.
Here's the sexist who's showing up. If the GOP and DFL leaders were men, they've worked out a deal. Yeah, that works out really well in D.C., doesn't it? Worked out really well with Mark Dayton and Kurt Dowd a lot, or Tim Walz and Kurt Dowd. They were the best of pals. They worked things out all the time.
Always.
They?
Always.
Always. Never was a problem. There are 134 seats in the House. You need 68 to have the majority. Not one. Hasn't been seated yet. I'm pretty good at math in when it stays to adding.
Mm-hmm.
And subtracting, multiplying, division, okay. When it gets to trig and geometry and that stuff, I fall. I can determine that 67 is more than 66.
Very good.
And that's 133, and that's a majority. How did the Democrats get a judge who agreed to swear them in early? I will be asking that to my longtime friend and frequent guest, Kevin Burke. Because, Kevin, we text. I really didn't want to talk to Kevin a lot about it. I wanted it to be more organic here. Kevin would say, well, it wasn't political for me. I've done other things similar, and I'm going to ask what else was similar. Because this is a pretty rare. More. LOL, 11 the R's complain about technicalities, then use technicalities. Sorry, I have to head into a meeting. That might have been the person who was on hold before and hung up. I've long ago given up on both political parties. Neither can be trusted. The current fiasco shows that even more, we need a new system, a third party that cares more about doing what is right instead of the pandering. Thank you. Thank you. I want multiple more. I really do. I want where a lot of this country is represented, the center. And I am slightly more center-right fiscally and slightly more center-life socially. I personally think about 40 to 50% of the country is right in that area. But by the way, if we want to have more and they're further to the right and left, fine, maybe that would force the traditional Republicans and Democrats move towards the center. It's a monopoly, and it's not working as effectively as it should. If Lisa D is elected speaker, she's speaker for 2 years. That's how it always goes. Power can't be shared equally elsewhere, and a spill still takes 68 votes. But they agreed before this situation that they were going to share power. So they have an agreement.
They did. Obviously, facts have changed dramatically.
Yeah. A lot of people, and I appreciate the kindness on my asking questions, a lot of people not pleased with Damath. I could only ask him, and I followed up a number of times. Was she good on some? Directly answering, yes. Did she dodge, bob, and weave on others? Yeah, she did. And I wish she would have been more direct, but I'm not going to chase her down. I think sometimes if you ask repeatedly or if it's pretty clear when you ask the question and they're not responding, if you've already asked multiple times, follow up, it's pretty clear they've made a public political calculus why they're not answering.
Yes, and you and I and anyone listening can hear it, and they know right. exactly why the question hasn't been answered.
And if you listen to this show, you know I'm not afraid to ask questions. You know I'm not afraid to ask follow-ups. But sometime, if you ask follow-up and follow-up, when again they're not answering, whether you believe that was Lisa or the others, then I think it's pretty evident. It's 51 past 12 on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, we're going to spend plenty of time when Chip joins talking about the Vikings. But I want some text here real quick before we're done. 0 to 10, how confident are you that the Vikings will defeat the now Glendale Rams? Today, only the Glendale Rams. Although we have no idea. You know, the Rams obviously had access to those tickets first. It is Snowbird Central down in not as much Glendale, but more Scottsdale, Tempe, and Mesa. Glendale, get out of here. Team Tempe, how confident are you that the Vikings will win tonight, 0 to 10? I, the host of the show, I've guaranteed it. So I'm a 10-plus.
10-plus?
Yeah. They're the better team.
You've broken the scale.
And we're acting like Sam Darnold off last week when he was lousy, when he was overwhelmed, when the game was too big for him. Has been like that all along. The week before, he threw for 377 yards, and they greeted him like he was Lindbergh coming back in the locker room. That was for our old. That was for Carter, if you're listening. Mm-hmm. Lindbergh. They're going to win. I don't think it's going to be a blowout the whole time. They're better. They're more skilled. There's a lot to get to. Stafford hasn't been sacked in 4 games. That's a bit problematic. They didn't sack Stafford once. That cannot happen tonight. 0 to 10, text me right now, and then Dave Harrigan's about to answer. How confident are you that the Vikings are going to win tonight? 651-461-9226. We may be tomorrow if they lose. First of all deny it. AI didn't say it. And then we'll say, how do we evaluate the season? But we'll get there. We won't get there because they're going to win. Dave Harrigan, 0 to 10, how confident are you? I'm the cynic. Yeah. I'm not the homer in any way at all. So save the Viking fan nonsense for, you know, elsewhere. I'm a 10. You are a?
4.
So you think they're going to lose them?
If you'd asked me the other way, how confident am I that the Rams would beat the Vikings?
It has to be a 6, right?
I'd say 4. They don't have to add up to 10.
What do you cook?
Here's Cook. Honestly, I really do think it's pretty much a toss-up. And my question to you is, how can you be so convinced that the Vikings are the better team when, the one time they faced each other this year, the Rams won handily?
They did.
That's a bit of a pickle.
Yeah. I like pickles. If you could have one pickle, what would you have?
Pickles are disgusting.
What kind of human doesn't like pickles?
Me?
Go outside.
One with taste.
Go outside for an hour.
Here's the thing.
Give me the chili.
Cucumbers
first.
By themselves, not that good. When you make them taste even more disgusting, get out of here.
Are you
right?
With ISIS,
yes, I am.
Or some way, who doesn't like pickles?
Me. Hand up.
God. First of all, cucumbers are fine, but pickles are superior. They've evolved to even a better species. That's what I like to say. Because they've played in a better division. They have better players. They have better skill set. And they're not that far apart. We're going to 58-50.
Okay. You just keep talking.
I'm going to. Because you're wrong. First, the pickle thing has just thrown me off. 8 out of 10.
Oof.
As long as Roman Gabriel and Jack Snow aren't playing. Even if they don't win tonight, aren't you just setting yourself up for heartbreak when they play the Eagles? I wasn't overwhelmed and dazzled by the Eagles yesterday in any way. Jordan Love may be the most overrated athlete on planet Earth. He is a bottom third quarterback right now. I take Sam Darnold every time over Jordan Love.
Not to mention what the Eagles get 22 at home against the Packers defense, which we've seen is not exactly spectacular.
Vikings 28, Rams 24. 50% chance. I mean, get out of here with the 50% chance. Just don't text if that's it. Overrated next hour.